You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And now for Chapter 2 of The Legend of the Star. Last time, Walter and Bunny teamed up with Lieutenant Humphreys in an effort to hunt down and terminate Alan Marks, the murderous mercenary who kills for Blue Star bottle caps. After getting help from Alan's ex-lover, the detectives and the NCR converge on the home of the killer, only to discover later that he escaped through a secret underground tunnel.
How in the world does someone find something so specific in a trash pile like this? Oh, what's this now? This very well may indeed be what she was looking for.
How are those records coming along, Bunny?
Nothing. Unless you like boring corporate meeting transcriptions.
Have we exhausted all the advertisements and marketing papers?
Went through those on day one. Nope. Just a lot of hype with no substance. What's the status of the house?
I think they're giving up on it.
Oh no, really?
Yes. The darn lunatic lined the walls of his tunnel with dynamite and finally got an excuse to use it.
Sheesh. Well, did they at least get an idea as to where he went?
Nor. But that's towards boomer territory. We doubt it goes all the way through it, but we can't rule anything out. If not, maybe the tunnel takes a sharp left or right somewhere midway. It's lost to us for now.
Ugh, this man just had a plan for everything, huh?
Oh, that must be him.
I'll get it.
Top of the morning to you, Miss Bunny.
And a good day to you too, Mr. Piggy. What's that you got in your hands there?
Perhaps a glimmer of hope.
A terminal?
Indeed. May I come in?
Of course.
Ahoy, Mr. Camry.
Mr. Picky, hard at work, I see.
Ah, yes, but a good oil bath will do me wonders.
So, what have you got here for us?
Detectives, this rusted little computer was found deep within the bowels of a horrid little scrapyard to the west. It is to my understanding, with the help of the NCR, that its Robco serial number was traced to the Sunset Sarsaparilla headquarters, long before any of us were born, of course.
That's interesting. But you can't blame me for having my doubts. How do you know it has the answers we need?
Well, I never claimed that. The thing is, my scanners indicate the internal hard drive and memory remain intact. This very well could have been reserved for the front desk or just a cubicle, but we'll never know unless we try.
Regardless, thank you, Picky. Yeah. Looks like all we'll need to do is find a new shelf for this thing that actually has a working screen, and we can actually see what's on it.
Can we use mine?
Sure. I can temporarily replace those crucial components pretty easily if you'd give me the time.
Good. Have at it.
I hope it can be of help. We were lucky to even find it in the first place, let alone find a working one. Thank heavens for rock-solid pre-war manufacturing.
You did great, Picky. Now if only we could locate that lunatic.
He's most clearly dreadfully disturbed, sir. Some would assume he ran away after being identified, but he can't get what he wants without staying here.
Good point. Let's see who that is. WB Investigations for matters both public and private. This is Walter speaking.
It's Humphreys, my boy. How is everything over there? That robot ever get back to you? Or did he get scrapped out there?
Oh, Humphreys. No, he just came back to us with an interesting prospect.
Really? What kind?
An old crusty terminal from before the war. He was able to identify it belonged to the soda company by the serial number. I guess somewhere in his databanks he was able to figure that out.
Really? That's wonderful. But what's the purpose? Can it bring us closer to Mark's?
Not exactly. The girl and I plan to join the Mojave in this little treasure hunt.
What?
Without wasting our time collecting bottle caps, of course. No, we plan on cheating the system and work our way around the company's secrets. One of them hopefully shedding light on this mysterious stash.
But I don't understand. What use is that to us?
Because if we can expose the secret, here's hoping it's a nothing burger, we can spread the word out and dissuade the public from searching for it. I already had my doubts that a pre-war treasure could benefit society today, so I plan to get to the bottom of it simultaneously as we hunt for Marks.
That's an interesting strategy, but I like you thinking ahead. Maybe in time we can stop more of these maniacs from being inspired.
So where do you have Sin hold up?
A hotel not too far from here. She's got an all-expenses-paid stay until we can get our hands on her old flame. This business really has caused a stir in the locals. Supposedly more and more are taking on the legend instead of staying away.
I was afraid of that. That puts more potential victims on the table.
And murderers.
We'll get him, Humphreys. If it isn't us that does him in, his insanity will.
Did you bring the good gun?
Did you bring the caps?
These useless things. Of course. I pay for you to be thorough, though. I'd do it myself if I didn't have more pressing matters to tend to.
I don't usually ask questions, but she must be some important wench to deserve this.
Why should this concern you?
Because if I find out she's an NCR VIP, I'll be coming after you.
She's not. Trust me.
Do I have your word?
You do. She's a loose end I need to tie up before I skip town. That's all you're getting, though. One more question, and I begin to doubt your skills.
Deal.
Here's your half.
Feels just about right. I'll be back with the good news.
On your way, then.
Well, old girl, you've really done it again. You told yourself to cut off the past and you didn't listen. Now you probably won't have a job by the time this is all over. This room was nice, though.
And now for a war report. More citizens of the Mojave Wasteland express concern of the growing influx of Legion forces in the region. An increasing number of rural residents, such as farmers and ranchers, relay sightings and even deadly encounters from Kaiser's forces. The NCR has been reportedly bombarded with requests to send more troops from California, but a sure answer has yet to come. And even closer to home, Legion hit squads or raiding parties have officially made their presence known mere miles from the Vegas outskirts. These squads, usually consisting of about five, are on a suicide mission to threaten and flex their muscles even deep within enemy territory. If you see what may look like a small band of Legion forces in the horizon, it's best to find shelter until the threat passes. As one NCR trooper puts it, unless you have a fat man, steer clear. We now...
Ugh! I can't even enjoy music without gloom and doom. I need a cigarette. Guess I can't enjoy my smoke for too long either. Winds are pretty high today. What? What's that flash? Well, that's odd. Ah!
We'll return to our mystery after this.
My name is Brian Burton. It's been 26 years since the bombs fell. And since I've left the vault, I've been trying to rebuild. But this isn't the Appalachia that I remember. There's so much more to everything going on. And I promise to find the answer. So if you're out there, if you're listening, just hone in on these coordinates. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
The Omega Broadcast Fallout Story is available on iTunes, Spotify, and many great podcasting sources.
And now, back to our story.
So, she's safe?
Yes, no need to worry about her. She'll come back to work the moment we get our hands on that madman. And probably a lot less wound up.
Well, that's good. I know it sounds sick, but this whole star business has driven up customers in the region. The radio play it's given us is working.
I know. The saloon that first got a taste of this mess won't be losing funds anytime soon. However, they've seen a sharp decline in special bottle caps as of late.
Everyone's a hunter now, huh?
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, welcome, sir. What can I get you?
Revenge with a side of death.
What the?
Wait, are you?
Don't move! I got a gun to your back, Lieutenant. So unless you want your remains to join the dust storm outside, you best be following my instructions.
You've got some stones to come all the way back here.
Yeah, I do. I've also had enough to plant that poor girl you brainwashed in that dingy hotel you hold her up in.
You killed Cynthia!
You killed Cynthia, not me. I just had a friend of mine put her out of her misery after all that trauma you put her through.
She made her own decision to point you out, Ellen. She could see how demented you were the moment she left you.
I suggest you stop talking.
Then bark your orders. You're making me irritated.
You're gonna tell me where to find a working phone. And then, you're gonna let me have a chat with your detective friends.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No luck with the terminal yet, you two?
That's a question best reserved for Bunny. First, the plan was to put those doohickeys in the old terminal into my terminal, but now she's doing something with her Pip-Boy.
Apologies for being in the zone, but here's what's going on. For some reason, Walter's terminal isn't compatible to display whatever data is on the hard drive. It's a bit frustrating, but I can assume this is a case for any modern terminal. So instead, the idea hit me that if I connect my Pip-Boy to it, maybe it can work as an alternative. Looks like it's working.
Thank goodness, we are some of the proud few to have one of these things. What is it showing?
Don't count on anything yet. The downloading process is going extremely slow, and I wouldn't expect anything for at least a day and a half. So until then, I'll keep the Pip-Boy off my arm for now.
Don't worry. I have a feeling that this will all be worth it in the end.
Must be Humphreys again. I'll get it. WB?
Skip the formalities, Walter. I got your little fat friend here with the barrel staring him right in the eye.
Who is this?
It's your Aunt Sadie from California. Who do you think it is? You got some nerve to destroy my house, let alone turn the only person I trusted against me.
Who is it, Walter?
Alan. He says he has Humphreys under the gun.
That's right, Detective. Picked him up enjoying a little drink at Rita's Cafe this morning. Had a lot to say about the leads you two uncovered.
I assume you didn't give him much of a choice.
He's more scared than he lets on. I don't like opposition, detectives, and I mean to stamp it out.
I'm sure you're pretty steamed. Do you still have a bone in you that's willing to listen to reason?
Exactly why all three of you are still breathing, Walter. How's about you stop by this nice little fallout shelter to have a sit-down? It's located underneath a shack with an antenna sticking out of the top. It's somewhere in the northeast. You got a Pip-Boy, right?
That's right.
Good. And Walter, bring that terminal your robot found with you. I hate being left out on secrets.
I suppose we were left with no choice but to come here.
Right. And Mr. Marks really didn't want to waste any time playing his hand. Humphreys must have really been at a disadvantage to follow this guy.
Yeah. He's more of the type to die trying than spend 1 minute alone with lunatics like this.
Oh, wait. Someone's opening up the shelter door.
Walter Camry and Bunny.
Who in the heck are you?
The name's Dugan. At your service. I provide a service much like yours, except it's a little on the other side of the spectrum. I'm working on behalf of our mutual friend Alan today.
I like your look with the cloak and hood, but I'm a little thrown off by the mask.
It's not to hide my identity, really. I'm horribly disfigured. Looks like everything's in order. Terminal in hand, nothing in your holsters. Just save me the cavity search by confirming you have no hidden metal on you.
All clean. Shoulder holster, too.
Good. You make my job easier that way. Follow me, then. Our little meeting takes place downstairs.
After you.
You know, if things work out and you get to walk from this place, my services remain open to any and all. I'm not a biased contractor.
Thanks, but I don't think even you could tell me why a couple of lawbringers would be in need of a hitman.
Boy Scouts, huh? Suit yourselves.
Well, well, well. We finally meet. They clean Dugan?
Yeah, they're smart for it.
Huh. Clearly. Not like they could outrun your scope.
Walter! Bunny!
Humphreys! Did they hurt you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I just have my hands tied up. I'm just sorry we let this weasel get away.
Don't beat yourself up over it, Lieutenant. We don't always get the drop on him.
Still, it ain't fun when they do. And another thing that you won't like. Alan tells me that he bumped off Cynthia.
What?
You sick monster.
Well, I can't take all the credit. My pal Dugan here, he did the heavy lifting.
You'll pay for this!
Sit down, the both of you, and place that terminal on the table. Did you know you had me banned from the Silver Rush?
Didn't know they cared about who used their services.
They don't. They just don't like the drama surrounding them.
Well, whose fault is that?
Really isn't mine. It was you tripping them off about me that hammered in the last nail.
Not our problem when it concerns a crazy killer on the loose. They can't blame us for doing our jobs.
Well, anyway, that's not going to matter once I'm through here.
And where exactly do you plan to go? You're a young mercenary with a thirst to kill, so it seems as if death is your only retirement.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem you have much to live for anyway. You killed the only person who meant anything to you.
Shut it! You don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing about me. For one, my mother meant more than any dame could. I got a heart, but I just don't give it to nobody.
That's an interesting way to put it. So, what is it we're doing here, Ellen? You do know the mighty hand of the NCR is going to be feeling around for me very soon, and it won't be long before they trace you to this place.
Exactly why I'm ping-ponging whether or not to kill you in particular, Humphreys.
Well, you'll be in twice as much trouble than you are now if you do that. Don't be stupid. Murdering someone as decorated as me will be the biggest mistake of your life.
You forget. Pew-pew makes people disappear.
Then give us a rundown. You wanted us here, you got us here. You wanted us to bring the terminal? Well, we brought it. So how does this end with you getting what you want and with us getting our safety?
Good. I was getting tired of this little emotional babble. The lieutenant here tells me Bunny is in charge of the brains department. So she can help me decipher whatever the heck it is that we find in this terminal. Until then, you sit here like a good boy.
And you?
I've got to get back on the hunt before long, especially with the new California hound soon to be searching for Humphreys here. Push comes to shove. I've got three prominent figures as leverage.
You're a fool for doing this.
You're a fool for not thanking me for letting you live. That is if we don't have any hitches. I'll be off, men. Before long. I'll have a date with old Festus. Take good care of him, Dugan.
Always, sir. If you ask me, it's a bogus dream. But it puts money in my pocket.
Who's to say your employer just won't put two in the back of your head to keep you quiet once you collect enough caps?
I'm not a fan of hypotheticals. Just money and results. But if you must know, nobody gets the drop on me and my long rifle.
So, that's the gun that killed Sin, huh? Did you at least have the decency to make it quick?
Of course. I don't make my living off of suffering. Just quick and clean kills. It's always been a one-shot matter. No more. Like hunting a rad stag.
Sit down, Bunny.
Fine.
Relax. It's nothing personal.
That's a little hard to say now as we're under your gun.
Can I help you? You're bleeding!
I've been shot.
You've been shot? When did this happen? What room?
The top floor. Balcony. Someone clipped me in the shoulder.
Stay right here. I'm gonna go get one of our security members.
Just hurry!
Thank goodness. I stopped the bleeding enough with my scarf. Ugh! Oh, the heck wanted me killed. At least the NCR gave me a pistol just in case.
Shut the doors! Shut the doors!
What's going on? Oh no! Oh no! What? What is it?
I'm so sorry, ma'am, but we have to lock the place down.
I don't understand. Why?
A surprise group of Legion are coming this way, and the army can't get here in time. You're gonna have to hold on for just 1 second.
Well, what do I do about—
I'm sorry, but this is way too sudden. Get under something quickly before they— They've already made it!
I've got to get out of here.
No, you're better off in here. If they take you, well, you don't want to know where they'll take you.
Oh my gosh, this is too much.
Best to put that gun to good use, ma'am. This isn't going to be pretty.
Interesting turn of events. While Walter, Bunny, and Humphreys are held captive and think Cynthia is dead, Cynthia flees for her life as the hotel is bombarded by Legion forces. How will either party get out of this one? Find out next time in Chapter 3 of The Legend of the Star. Today's episode of True Vault Escapades was written and produced by Preston Hardin, edited and mixed by Ethan Walsh. The part of Walter was played by Eric Huffman, Bunny and Cynthia by Crystal Romero, Lieutenant Humphreys and Mr. Picky by Philip Sacramento, Alan Marks by Joshua L. Belmonte, Dugan by Forrest Lee, additional voices by Crystal Romero and Preston Hardin. And now, a message from Walter.
And a good day to everyone out there listening. Before we close today's episode, it brings me great pleasure to announce the names of A-Bomb Radio's wonderful patrons, Michael D. Backer, George Stocko, and Hayden Kincaid. We thank you dearly for your continued contribution to the station and our show. With you and everyone's help, Bunny and I can solve more cases. We'd also like to thank everyone at the Robots Radio Podcast Network and everyone who's supported True Vault Escapades since 2016. You can be a part of that help, big and small. Leaving a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this podcast is by far the easiest and most powerful way you can do it. For our Patreon, Discord, merch, and other links, please follow the description below. Hang tight for the next show, everyone. It's a doozy. So until next time, so long.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere.
How does the song Country Roads begin? Almost heaven, West Virginia, right? A lot has changed in Appalachia since the Scorch Plague, and it is far from heaven now. Far From Heaven, a Fallout 76 story, is a rich and immersive audio drama based upon the popular video game. With strong storytelling and fascinating characters from across many familiar factions, Far From Heaven is a podcast fans of the video game will love. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon, and many other great podcasting platforms. Far From Heaven, a Fallout 76 story, available now.